makers of Linet, the bath way to a soft, smooth skin, present for your entertainment Fred Allen and his associate members of the Linet Bath Club Review. An announcement of unusual importance to every woman in the radio audience will be made later in this program. Be sure to listen for it. And now, on with the show.
Rise and shine, stand up and take it. Rise and shine, like what you make it. It blooms on those who get you as he soon does. Shall find you on your own and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine, don't be a mourner. Things are fine around the corner. No hard fighting, there's nothing to it. You can do it like the sun. Rise and shine.
Fred Allen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Linet Bath Club Review starts a new series of radio presentations. We have had so many requests to repeat some of our earlier program backgrounds that in the future broadcast, we are going to remain in each business for 2 or 3 weeks. We hope that you will have as much fun listening in as we have in preparing and presenting these little reviews. Tonight, we take you to the court of Judge Allen. The court hasn't opened yet, and while the judge is busy in his chamber, Lou Katzman is using the courtroom to render a musical verdict.
Hello? Hello? Judge Allen, just a minute.
Hello? No, court isn't open yet. I'm in my chamber. Yes, I try cases over the phone, Mrs. Lummox. You want a divorce? First, you caught your husband kissing the woman upstairs. Then you caught him kissing the woman downstairs. Then he kissed the cook, huh? No, don't divorce him yet. It may be your turn next.
The reporters are here, Your Honor.
Send them in.
Good morning, Judge.
Hello, Joe. Hello, May. What's on your mind?
Oh, the editor wants to know something about your new court.
Yeah, what's the big idea opening your own court?
Well, I'll tell you. The city police courts are old-fashioned. For years, they've had everything their own way. There's been no competition.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they don't cater to the customer. Every time you get arrested, they drag you down to court, whether it's convenient or not. They've been using the same old sentences for years, and they're still giving people pre-war fines. It's outrageous.
Well, what's your court doing?
In the first place, I'm open day and night.
Well, what about fines?
They've got to come down. In my court, you can pay your fine on the installment plan. If I fine you $10 and you haven't got it, you can make me an offer, and I'll bet you won't get away.
Say, that's great.
Oh, this'll look good in the papers.
Everything else is cut rate, and I'm running a cut rate court. No case too small for me to handle. I want to put crime within the reach of every man. And you'll get justice here just as cheap as you'll get at any place.
Okay, Your Honor.
Well, so long.
Make it strong in the papers, folks. If I put this over, I'll start a chain of cut-rate courts around the country. It'll put the police out of business.
Court is ready to open, Your Honor.
Say, how does my new robe look?
Well.
Okay, I'll go right in.
Oh, yes, all persons having business for the cut-rate court, give them a dinner.
Order in the court, please. Order in the court.
Sit down, everybody.
First case?
John Flood versus Caesar Bemis. Assault and battery.
What happened, John?
Well, I was working at my filling station on the night of the 7th, Your Honor, when this man here...
Mr. Bemis?
Yes, he drove up in a roller skate.
A roller skate? Hey, I'll brain him.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Order in the court, please.
If he makes fun of my car again, I'll...
Sit down, Bemis.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, Mr. Flood, continue.
Well, as I was saying, he drove up the filling station. I waited on him, and he slugged me.
That's all, Flood. He hit you for nothing?
Yes, Your Honor. He didn't charge me a cent.
Now, Bemis, take the stand and tell us your version.
Yes, Your Honor. 6 months ago, I bought a small car.
A baby Boston?
Yes, Your Honor. And my life's been miserable ever since.
People laugh at you when you're in it.
Yes, Your Honor.
And dogs bark in through the windshield?
Yes, I couldn't stand it any longer.
But why did you assault Mr. Flood?
I drove up to his filling station and said, give me some gas and oil.
Yes?
He said a teaspoonful of gas and 4 drops of oil ought to fix you up.
Gosh, that's a pretty old joke.
Yeah, I heard it a million times since I bought the car. But I didn't say anything. When I paid him, he said, that'll be 45. 5 cents for weaning your scooter.
And then you struck him.
No. No, he looked at the car and said, if you want want me to sneeze in the tires, it'll be 15 cents extra.
And then you punched him.
No, I threw the car at him.
Blood, you're fined $2.32 for assault. Bemis, for throwing the car, I'll fine you $3 for the battery. Next case.
Your Honor, Officer Moyfe, he arrested these two midgets.
Charges, officer?
Creating a disturbance in the day nursery.
I don't try midgets in here, you know that. Take them to a lower court.
This is the lowest court I know.
That's belittling, Murphy. $10 fine.
All right, I got it right here in my pocket.
And 30 days. See if you've got that in your pocket, too. Next.
There's a little Goya, Your Honor.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland.
Are you surprised to see me here?
Yes. What were you arrested for?
Oh, I'm not arrested. Papa didn't come home tonight.
No?
Not yet. Mama heard the patrol go by the house, so she asked me to stop in and see if it was Papa.
He hasn't come in yet.
Well, it's early. I'll just wait till he gets here.
How do you know he's coming here?
Well, Mama gave him a $10 bill to get changed this noontime, and he wasn't home at 6 o'clock. Every time he has money, he does the same thing.
Does what?
Well, first he takes out enough to pay his fine. Then he goes to a speakeasy and lets nature take its course.
If your mother knew he wouldn't come home, why did she give him the $10?
It's funny. She thought she was giving it to a stranger.
Oh, didn't she know your father?
No. He hadn't been home for so long. She didn't remember his face.
Was he away?
No, he's been working day and night.
Those are long hours.
Yes, he was working for an interior decorator.
And the shop was open day and night?
Yes, they're not real interior decorators. But if you want something to drink in the middle of the night, you just call up.
What did they sell to decorate your interior?
Detrimental wine, mostly.
Detrimental wine. It's sort of a cordial shop.
Yes, they're very polite in there.
Did your father lose his job?
Yes, he brought some of the wine home, and Mama thought it was furniture polish.
What happened?
My cousin didn't know what it was, and he shined his shoes with it.
What happened to him?
When he finished, he was in his stocking feet.
That wine is detrimental, all right.
That's what Mama said.
Mama said what?
She said if you christened a boat with it, the boat would have an extra porthole.
Say, your father must be unlucky.
Yes, he had bad luck in his building and loan, too.
Really?
He went down there to draw out his money, and he stood in line all afternoon.
I could never understand why they called it the building and loan.
Well, when Papa finally got in the building, he was alone.
That's too bad. Did he get his money?
Yes. He started a rumor that the company was solvent.
And all the people put their money back in again?
Yes.
Your father certainly was clever to start a rumor like that.
He wasn't so clever. He saw the people rushing back to invest.
So what?
Well, Papa said there might be something in the rumor after all. So he put his money back in, too.
That finishes me. You can sit down here. When you hear the musical gong, it'll probably be your father.
I hope so.
Next case.
Filbert Lavender.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're charged with picking things up in department stores and forgetting to pay for them.
Oh, I'm so absent-minded, Judge. I pick up the strangest things. My best friend was a blacksmith, but now he hates me.
Why?
Well, you see, in a moment of weakness, I stole his anvil.
A kleptomaniac, eh? Now, you're charged with stealing 6 bottles of perfume. Guilty or not guilty?
Oh, anything that will please you, Judge.
30 days will make me very happy.
Oh, thank you. That tickled me pink.
Next.
Lillian Lowhill. Lillian Lowhill.
Take it easy, copper. I hear you.
Yours is a very strange case, Miss Lowhill. I'd advise you to get a lawyer.
Listen, I got in here without a lawyer, and I'll get out the same way.
You're charged with leaving things in stores and public places. Now, on January 4th, you left a pound of cheese in a flower shop. On the 20th...
I know. I left 4 herrings in a jewelry store.
Yesterday, you were caught leaving cream ale in the public library. Now, what's the idea?
Well, it's this way, Your Honor. I used to steal things every place I went. I couldn't help it. It was like a disease.
You mean you were a shoplifter?
Yeah. Some big doctor said he'd cure me if I'd take 10 treatments.
What happened?
Well, I took 20 treatments to make sure. I overdid it.
Didn't you stop shoplifting?
Yeah, but now I go around leaving things in places. It's like another disease.
I'll fix you up. Officer?
Yes, Your Honor.
Bring that kleptomaniac in here.
Yes, Your Honor.
Say, don't put me in a cell with that guy.
I'm not putting you in a cell.
Yes, Your Honor.
Here I am, Judgey. You great big legal beauty, you.
Meet Miss Lowhill.
Oh, charm, dearie.
Take it easy, Maisie.
Now I'll release you two on one condition. Filbert, you follow Miss Lowhill wherever she goes. I order you to pick up the things she leaves around. That'll keep you both out of trouble.
Thanks, Your Honor.
Wait a minute. Lock the doors. My watch is gone.
Oh, Judge.
Here it is, Judge. I've seen him take it.
Fine. You two are working together already. Next.
Randolph, you saggy bottom.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're charged with parking your car overtime.
Your Honor, I didn't.
Order, please. Will you plead guilty? The fine is $8.15 for one offense, or two parkings for $15.
I'm not guilty.
All right, take the stand. You find out whether you're guilty or not. Now, it says here you not only parked overtime, but your car was next to a fire hydrant.
Your Honor, I...
Order, please. While the car was parked, a fire broke out, and the fireman couldn't connect the hose. Fireman spark?
Yes, Your Honor.
What happened?
We drove up with the engine, and the car was in the way. We seen we couldn't do nothing, so we went to another fire.
And the house burned down?
Yeah.
That's all?
I'm not guilty.
Oh, you're not. Did you know that the heat from the burning building blistered the back of Miller's Market? Mrs. Miller?
Yes, Your Honor.
Take the stand. Did you see the defendant's car parked near the fire hydrant?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell us what you know about the case.
Well, my husband owns a butcher shop. And when the building next door burned down, it melted the ice in the icebox and spoiled all the meat.
How do you know it spoiled the meat?
Because my husband's sick from eating it.
Are you sure he was ptomaine from this particular meat?
Yes. Mrs. Clancy bought some of it, and her husband nearly died.
That's all. Mr. Clancy.
I'm not guilty, Your Honor.
Keep quiet, Saggy Bottom. Now, Clancy, what is your occupation?
I'm a letter carrier.
And you were poisoned by this meat?
I nearly died, Your Honor. I lost my job on account of it. I took sick and couldn't deliver the mail until 2 days later.
And when you couldn't deliver the mail, Miss Baxter was dispossessed. Miss Baxter?
Righto, Your Honor.
Tell us your story.
Well, my rent was overdue, and I sent a check the very day that Mr. Clancy was stricken.
And your check, naturally, wasn't delivered in the mail.
No, Your Honor. My letter stayed in Clancy's bag, and I was dispossessed that night, Your Honor.
I'm not guilty.
I'm not through, Mr. Saggy Bottom. This is a court of justice. Now, when Miss Baxter's check failed to arrive, the landlord, Mr. Finebum, found himself in financial difficulty. Mrs. Finebum?
Yes, George.
Tell us about your husband's dilemma.
Well, I'll tell you. Mr. Feinbaum owed the bank on his mortgage, you see. He was going to use Miss Baxter's check to settle the amount.
But he didn't receive the check, so he couldn't pay the bank.
No, the bank took the building away from my husband. Oh, and Mr. Feinbaum went crazy. He jumped out of a window. Now I'm a widow.
I'm not guilty, Your Honor!
No, Randolph, you Saggy Bottom. You're not guilty on the charge of parking overtime. But if your car hadn't been parked in front of the fire hydrant, Humbert Feinbaum would be alive today. I hereby sentence you, charge you with the murder of Humbert Feinbaum and sentence you to 40 years. What was that shot?
Your Honor, Saggy Bottom's killed himself.
Killed himself? That'll be 10 years more for contempt of court. Next case.
Ronald C. Blotto.
Mr. Blotto, you're charged with intoxication, refusing to pay your check at a speakeasy, resisting an officer, and inciting a riot. Guilty or not guilty?
See my lawyer.
Is your attorney here in court?
Right there, Your Honor, on the job.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Roy Retwell, counselor at law, notary Niblick, public.
Roy Atwell?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the defendant guilty?
Guilty? I mean, guilty? Yes. No. 1,000 miles, no. I demand a habeas corpus, a flounder. I mean, a corpus. My client is as innocent as a newborn babe. This place is as clear as a crystal.
Boy, I'll tell you, Webster. Order in the court, please.
Oh, no harm done, Your Honor. My client is feeling his boat, his oats. Mr. Blotto's a prince. A hail fellow and well wet. Met.
No, never mind that. Put him on the stand.
No sooner shed than done. I'll have him acquitted in 2 slakes and milkshakes of a clam's tail. Clam's tail. Mr. Motto, Blotter, will you take the stand? Your Allen, he's a slobber, as sober as a fudge. Yes.
Proceed with the case, if you will.
Exactly. Now, sister, Mr. Blotto, we want the truth and butter, not the sleuth. Mr. Truth, we want the sleuth and nothing but, I object.
Wait a minute. What are you objecting for?
Well, I thought I'd take the words out of your mouth. Every time I try a case, somebody objects.
The boy, Darrell, and the boy, old Clarence. Order, please. Now, was your client in the speakeasy on the night in question?
Of course he was in the speakeasy. Every man has his place, and my client's place was in the pig and bristle, the whistle.
What's that?
Well, the pig and thistle, the pig and pickle, the whistle, that's a sneaky, let it go.
Please. Had the defendant been drinking?
Mrs. Blotto, had you been drinking?
I was polluted. Here's the bill, boy. Was that drinking?
It's a list of drinks. Two brandy bloats, brandy goats, boats, and Tom and Beery, Jerry.
When did the trouble start?
The trouble start? There was no bubble startle. Someone put a bum's extra, mom's extra fly bottle in my client's gland, a hand, and he tossed it out of a waiter, to a waiter.
Atta boy, old technocrat. Atta boy.
Fire, please. Now he tossed the bottle.
He bossed the throttle, yes. The bum's extra dry dottle. And the waiter ducked. And the bottle went through the windmill, the window.
Then the police came in.
Yes, the bops broke down. The bops broke down the doors. But the waddle was empty, and the cops wanted to know why.
Hail.
Order, please. Hail. Now continue, Mr. Atwell.
But my client was as cute as a cucumber. He threw a pop, a cop, through a window. Through a window.
The same window?
Yes, he saw a hole in the window, and he didn't want to see it go to waste.
Sure, I object. Have a little drink.
Here, Blotto. Put that flask away.
Okay. I object. Pass it around.
Give me the flask, officer.
Mr. Honor.
It's nothing, Your Honor. It's ginger ale or root rear. A beer, I'll bet.
If this is intoxicating liquor, Blotto will get luck.
Intoxicating ticker? Taste it, Your Honor. Why, it's probably nothing but some mouth sauce or a gargle that he's been taking for a sore goat. A sore soap.
It smells like liquor.
Taste it, Your Honor. Taste it.
Tastes like liquor, too. You try it, Atwell.
Yes. That's not jicker. A litter. It's a liquor. I'll say it's lemon lospate.
Here, let me taste it again. No. It's scotch.
No, give me another paste. That's not scotch. It's orange squash.
I'll try once more. No, it's scotch.
Wait,
stop that sting, you. Yeah, I could sing better than myself.
Don't deny, Nudge. Sud.
Hey, how about let's make it a trio?
All right,
boys, let's go. Next case.
The Sisters of the Blue Nose versus Floppo Stock Company.
State your case, Miss Snoop.
Well, I am president of the Sisters of the Blue Nose. The Floppo Stock Company put on an indecent show, and we raided the theater.
Mr. Ham, are you the producer of these shows?
I'm not only the producer, but the guiding star, the leading light.
We're going to put your light out. The actors are a public menace. Show them no mercy, Judge.
The quality of mercy is not strained.
This is no time for poetry, Ham. What show are you presenting?
That famous melodrama, And the Smell of the Yukon.
Oh, yes. That's the play about the Alaskan gold rush.
It's indecent, Judge. It's all about gold diggers.
All is not gold that's in bridge work, madam.
No proverbs, Ham. Are you guilty or not guilty?
You're the judge.
That's right. I forgot. Is your company here?
Yes, Your Honor.
They're terrible, too.
We'll soon find out. Now, let me see the questionable part of this play.
Yes, gladly. You'll see the play is as clean as the driven snow.
Yes, snow that's been driven through Pittsburgh.
Quiet. On with the show.
I say, Big Chief Running Pants, are you sure you know the way?
Huh? We know every foot in Alaska.
Oh, Your Honor, that's a suggestive remark.
He knows every foot. He's an Indian chiropodist. That's not vulgar. Go on, Ham.
The place is full of wolves. Look at those tracks.
Huh? Wolves no have tracks. Think or have tracks.
Look, Chief, in the mountains. Those figures are moving.
Huh? Mountain goats.
You mean it's a haunted mountain?
Huh? Good haunting ground. Much goats.
Goats? I thought you said ghosts. It's a beautiful sight. Thousands of goats. It's the smell of the Yukon.
Huh? Much beautiful. Fui.
Speaking of goats, reminds me of Frisco Kate. She's up here somewhere, Chief Running Pants, and I'll find her if it takes all night.
Oh, Your Honor, Frisco Kate is...
Quiet.
Huh, look, he big dance hall, much good fire water, free war.
We'll go in. They may know Frisco Kate.
Hello there, strangers. Come on in and get warm.
Thank you, gal.
Where are?
In the back room, straight ahead.
What do you have, Sergeant?
Two Tom and Jerry's.
I'll give you Tom, but I'm all out of Jerry's.
Two Toms, then.
You prospecting for gold?
No, partner. I'm a seeking Frisco Kate.
She's worth her weight in gold to any man.
She ain't been here, Sergeant.
I wonder if any of the boys have met up with her.
Wait a minute. I'll pour the joints.
Quiet, everybody. Give me your attention.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Ham. This show is putrid, but it's not vulgar.
It's obscene.
Miss Snoop, you're wasting the court's time. This acting isn't suggestive.
No, but the dancing is.
What dancing?
Well, when I saw the show, a girl named La Belle Fatima did a dance called The Dying Duck.
The Dying Duck?
Yes. And from the looks of her costume, the duck died of exposure.
Mr. Ham?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is La Belle Fatima here?
Yes, but she can't dance, Your Honor. Her costume is missing.
A little thing like that shouldn't stop her.
Quiet. Miss Snoop, not knowing the nature of the dance, I can't act.
Nature of the dance is right. It was all nature.
Well, since I can't see the dying duck, I'll have to dismiss the case.
No, Your Honor. Before I'll see these criminals freed, I'll do the dance for you myself.
You will? How did it start?
Well, she came out wiggling, like this.
I see. And then what happened?
Well, her feet stood still and her body acted like $2 worth of jelly, looking for a place to gel, like this.
I'm getting a good idea of it now.
You're under arrest.
Just a minute, officer. What's this?
It's a raid, Your Honor. We've had complaint about your court. We'll have to bench this dame who's doing the dance.
Oh, there's some mistake. Oh, save me, Judge.
You'll get 20 years for this, Miss Snoop.
Oh, I'll never live to do it.
Do as much of it as you can.
Come on, lady, come on.
Why not endure the soothing luxury of a Limit bath? Notice what complete relaxation it affords your entire body. And notice, too, the refreshing difference in your skin. Limit, spelled L-I-N-I-T, is sold by your grocery store, drug, or department store, and costs only 10 to 15 cents according to the size of the package. Before returning you to Fred Allen, may we again remind you of our attractive perfume container offer. Make a memo now to write for yours tonight. Send the top flap of a Linnet package together with 10 cents to cover handling and postage. You will find the address printed on both the Linnet and Cremel packages. And here is Fred Allen.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll all be looking for you next Sunday. So long.
Saying goodnight for a minute. This is the Columbia Broadcasting Center.